The Holy Gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he had done. The Gospel of the Lord.
This morning, we're all staying together. There's no story time, so kids, stick with us.
Through the written word and the spoken word, God help us to hear your living word, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Why is liberation so offensive? Why is the response to the liberation of another, "Why her? Why now?" To which Jesus says, "Why not now?" Our gospel passage today paints a scene of a woman who has been bent over for 18 long years, a woman who comes to Jesus for hope and for healing. I imagine that this woman, who's not named here, has been isolated from common life because of her disability. She likely has not been able to participate fully in community because of exclusion and because of debilitating pain. Jesus fully sees this woman and grants her healing. He unbinds her from her ailment. He liberates her to newness of life. Thanks be to God. But wait. The religious leaders rebuke Jesus and scold him for healing on the Sabbath. Jesus, always thinking a step ahead, asks, "You are willing to untie and lead your livestock to water, so why shouldn't this woman also be unbound?" What's the problem with granting healing and renewal on the Sabbath? Why not unbind a person from oppressive pain on the Sabbath? What is so offensive about liberation? What is so offensive about a Latino person going to work that they are snatched off the streets with little to no explanation? What is so offensive about a black man sitting in a park near my home that he must constantly be watched by the police? What is so offensive about a homeless person and their meager belongings that bulldozers are used to force them away? What is so offensive about youth of color that our metro stations and streets are militarized? I could go on for a long while, but these are just a few things that have happened this week in this city. What is so offensive about a person living their daily life and doing the best they can? What is so offensive about living with dignity and full humanity? What is so offensive about liberation? These are the questions swirling in my mind of late. I cannot fully answer them, but I can say for certain that a piece of the problem is power and control. The same desire for power and control is a part of why the religious leaders rebuke Jesus. Healing on the Sabbath? That isn't tidy or controlled or measured. That doesn't match our expectations. This same desire for power and control has led to centuries of Christian legalism, a legalism that led Christians to defend genocide, slavery, and segregation. The same desire for power and control causes Christians to exclude, demonize, and harm immigrants, people of color, LGBTQ people. But y'all, hate is not a biblical value. Even in the midst of all of this, there is good news. Jesus offers us an alternative. Jesus calls out hypocrisy. Jesus changes hearts and minds. I want to share two specific points here. First, in his call out, Jesus names that the woman he has just healed is a daughter of Abraham. In other words, he says, "This is your sister. This woman who has been burdened by pain, who has needed hope and healing, and who has been set free on this very day, she is your sister." Jesus does the important work of humanizing her and of naming a point of connection. There's some good news. We have a God who sees the individual needs, concerns, and beauties of each person. And we have a God who knits us together in one body. If we all recognized every person as a beloved child of God, deserving of respect and dignity, the world would be different. And remember, my friends, that in our baptism, we say that we will, with God's help, strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. My second point, as a result of Jesus' reframing of the issue, the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things he was doing. Jesus reminds people that liberation, unbinding, healing, and freedom are always amazing. Jesus was doing wonderful things, even when he wasn't playing by the rules. So here's another piece of good news. Our God is doing wonderful things. The psalm today reminds us that God is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Can we let ourselves be amazed by God? Can we embrace awe and wonder at all of God's mercy and compassion? Can we be inspired by God's kindness? The entire crowd was rejoicing at all of the wonderful things that Jesus was doing, even the people who originally questioned Jesus. even the people who criticized this healing. Everyone rejoiced. God can change minds. God can soften hearts. God can take people who are guilty of cruelty, injustice, and hurt, and God can love them, forgive them, and heal them. God can bring people into right relationship. God can guide us in being amazed by the liberation of our neighbor, our sibling. This is what we Christians experience in Jesus. I want to take a moment here also to remind you about healing ministry at St. Columba's. If you are in need of healing, like our sister we just heard about, if you are hurting or weary or worried, there are people who would be happy to pray with and for you. If you are ready to rejoice at the wonderful things God is already doing, there are people who will happily pray with and for you. Our healing ministers are here today at this service and during the program year at our 9 and 11:15 services twice a month. Healing ministers are ready to pray with you for anything that is on your heart and mind. What better day than the Sabbath to know that healing? We all need healing in one way or another. Healing does not always mean cure, but healing is liberation and freedom. Whether a burden is softened by the presence of God and community, or a relationship is reconnected through listening and prayer, whether symptoms of physical or mental illness are relieved or lessened because of listening, prayer, medicine, and community support, whether hardened hearts are softened, or space is made for joy and amazement, we all need healing. We can and we will heal together through the power of our God. We can and we will heal through the boundless mercy and everlasting liberation of our God. Beloveds, may our hearts stay soft. May our arms stay open. And may our mouths proclaim God's kindness and mercy. Amen.